The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Life of influence isn't achieved overnight. It's built through consistent application of wisdom and hard work. In my brand new book, 120 Minutes to Live Big, I provide you with 120 bite-sized nuggets of insights on practical topics such as marriage and finances, as well as wisdom for personal growth and leadership development. Then I ask you some very penetrating questions to help you reflect and apply what you've learned. This book will stimulate self-examination and provide fuel for personal transformation. The best thing about it is I'm offering this book to you absolutely free. That's right. A free copy of 120 Minutes to Live Big mailed to you as a gift. I'll also give you 30-day access to my Growth Lab, a program designed to help you grow from good to great, mediocre to extraordinary, from small to big. It's my prayer that this gift leaves you with a burning desire to be better and become everything that God wants you to be. So if you want to live a life that overflows and blesses others, this gift is just for you. Claim your free book and get your free 30-day access to my Growth Lab. To do that, all you have to do is visit dgmfree.com. That's dgmfree.com.
You were made to think big, too big, live big. Your tomorrow can be bigger. Just grow, let the world overflow, yeah. Live a life bigger than yourself. You're created for greatness. Live a life bigger than yourself. Live big.
Hello, welcome to Live Big with Dr. Derek Greer. We are so glad that you joined us today. We believe that the truth of God's word will empower you to live a life so big that it impacts everyone and everything around you. As always, you can get this message and more at gracechurchva.org. Let's join Dr. Greer for today's Live Big message.
It brings a father no glory to have insecure and unsure children. So if you're part of the heavenly family, that there ought to be a certain level of swag that represents the family you belong to. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not confident because I'm something. I'm confident because he's everything. And when you just spoke to everything about something, there's a confidence you can't explain. When you go to Daddy God with your situation, talk about the Godfather, whatever father, but I'm talking about Daddy God, the creator of the ends of the earth. When I go to him as his child with my issue, I done tapped into the highest office in the universe. When I leave that office and then I leave his presence knowing he heard me, what you say really doesn't matter anymore. He said, this is the confidence we have. If we ask anything, not just the small things, not just some things, anything according to his will is the only limitation. If we do it, he hears us. Our general prayers don't have to rise any higher than a believing heart and a moving mouth in order for God to hear. This is something else I learned. Prayer either changes my situation or changes me. But prayer changes things. So I don't know if you got to change or your situation got to change. But when you bring it to God in prayer, something's about to change. That's the power of prayer. John 16 and 23. One more scripture, we'll go back. Jesus is speaking. If you ever read the Bible, this is read. In that day, He's speaking about after his death. There's a whole context, but we're not going to lay that out. He's speaking to his disciples. In that day, after I go to the cross, after I leave the earth, you will ask me nothing. This is an order. He's looking at me. When I go, you will ask me for nothing. You see, after he gave everything at the cross, we have no business asking Jesus for anything else. I know I'm messing with your thinking here. The only thing we have to say to Jesus, Maranatha, come back, Lord. Come soon, Lord. Come quickly. Jesus' only assignment was redemption. He said, I come to seek and to save that which was lost. That was his assignment, and that's what he came to do. But let's keep reading. Most assuredly, meaning I know this is going to trouble you, and I know it's going to be a challenge and everything, so I got to put this verily, verily in front of it, let you know that I'm not playing, I'm serious. Most assuredly, I say to you, now I used to talk to the Father, but now you, whatever you ask, who? The Father, in my name. So I recognize what the deacon boy in your last church taught you and how they prayed. But Jesus is saying we don't pray to Jesus. His role was only redemption, the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They don't intrude on each other's space. The Father doesn't go down to nobody's cross. The Holy Spirit doesn't ask the Father for a body. Jesus' role was redemption. And when he said he was finished, or it is finished, there was nothing left in redemption's regard. You see, after creation, the Bible said that God was finished and he rested. But after redemption, Jesus said, it is finished. Now we can find rest. Let's stay with the words here. Whatever you ask the Father in my name. And here's the challenge. We go to God and say, God, I've been serving you a long time. I've become a Christian. Lord, I do this, I do that. I'm better than my neighbors, Lord. I'm pretty kind, and I'm getting better in life. And because of that, you ought to do X, Y, and Z. That's almost blasphemy. Whatever you ask the Father, don't you dare do it in your name. Based on how good you are and what you did in your little life. But when you go to the Father, you ask in my name. It's not based on how great you are, but on how great Jesus is. Never ever get that twisted. And that's why you can't believe God to answer your prayer. Because you're looking at yourself. Well, did I get this right? Did I get that right? And if I get everything right, maybe he'll hear me. You'll never get everything right. That's why God took the pressure off and said, don't even pray in your name. Pray in the name of my son, Jesus. You hear me? And he said, he'll give it to you. 24. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Before redemption, the cross, Jesus was okay with people asking for stuff. Jesus, come heal this, go fix this. The disciples, what are we going to do? We perish. They had no problem. He had no problem with them asking him. But after he gave it all on the cross, it's an insult to ask him for any more, like he was somehow withholding something. Jesus has already done everything he's ever going to do about your situation, your problem. He paid for every sin on Calvary's cross. He already done it. He dealt with every sickness, every disease, every issue, every problem, every challenge. Peter said it this way. He said, God has already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Meaning Jesus accomplished it at the cross. So here's the deal. You don't ask Jesus. Jesus did his part. You engage the Father in the name of Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit. Okay. Jesus is not on the earth anymore. The Bible said he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And the Father's in heaven. What part of the Godhead's on earth? The Holy Spirit. So when we talk to the Father in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit becomes the hand of God on the earth. And the full Godhead is involved in that prayer. So praying to Jesus only, you're missing some things. And you really don't understand his role in our life. I have conversations with Jesus, talk to him and the rest. But when it comes for a request, I talk to the Father. Let's get back to Philippians 4 and 6. Learn it? Yes. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and what? Supplication. Last week I quoted Chrysostom, and he distinguished the first word translated 4:6, which is in everything by prayer. Now, there's prayer, but then it says and. Supplication is different than prayer, or there wouldn't be a conjunction between the two. It would just say by prayer and prayer. But it says by prayer and supplication. So Chrysostom tells us that general prayers are to obtain good, but supplication is a deeply felt and often an intensely vocalized prayer to avoid harm. So general prayer is for good, but typically supplication is to avoid harm. Supplication, there's two different words used there in the Greek, but when you get to the word supplication, in the meaning of the word is the idea of bowing down and crying out. And we talked about this a little bit last Sunday in the first service, but here's what I want you to understand. If supplication were the only mode of prayer, we would be emotional wrecks. You can't do that all day long. You can't do that all day long and finish your accounting report, your business report, and you can't go into your meeting looking like that. You can't wait a table looking like that. You can't go through all your day like that. So God in his wisdom, there are certain moments where we will cry out to God and he'll hear us. But most of the time we just believe his promises. Lord, you said so, and I believe it. You said you supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. So, Lord, I will trust you. Lord, I can't even pray out loud because the people in the room, Lord, I'm going to pray right now under my breath. Lord, would you help me in this moment? And most of our prayers are going to be these general prayers. And God will build a hedge about your life with just general prayer. But then there's times of crisis where there's the crying out. Is the bowing down where you gotta be expressive and responsive, not just spiritually, but physically, and every fiber of your being is involved in the prayer. And we talked about that where we cry out to the Lord. That's supplication. But everything in prayer, what? And supplication. But it's the next one that's often missing. With thanksgiving. Let's look at this in Jesus' life. Matthew 15:36. The clock is being mean, but we're going to get it done. This is not when Jesus fed the 5,000. This is when he fed 4,000 hungry men. There were women and children besides. And he took 7 loaves and the fish. He was in a crisis. He didn't have enough. If people left hungry, they were going to talk about Jesus, and things could have happened on the way, and you know how you are when you get hungry, the fights you might have in the car on the way home and all the rest, and he didn't want any of that to happen. So what Jesus did in his crisis when he didn't have enough, just, how many of you know, with 4,000 people, 7 loaves and some fish is not going to get it done. What Jesus did is instructive. He took the little he had and he gave thanks. See, this is the power of thanksgiving. When you don't have enough, thank him anyway. Lord, I don't have enough money, but thank you for the money I do have. Lord, I don't have all the friends I used to have, but thank you for the friends I still have. Lord, I may not run as fast as I used to, and parts of my body might hurt every now and then, but thank you for the health that I do have. Thank you for the mobility that I do have. Thank you that I still can walk. Thank you that I can still talk. I may not have the exact job that I want, but thank God I am employed, God, and I have a place to go in my life. Lord, you know what? This country gone gone crazy, Lord. They have gone stark raving mad. I mean, it's absolutely buck wild. The nation is nuts, God. But at least there's still roads I can drive on. At least there's still clean water I can pour into a cup. At least the grocery store is still full of food. It's great, but Lord, I can be thankful for what I do have. And when you're thankful for what you have, that's when God shows up and shows out and does what only God can do. And that's a good point. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, it didn't turn out the way I wanted, but I am alive, Lord. I'm still standing, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I said he gave thanks when he didn't have enough. Thank you. And he broke it and gave it to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the multitudes. Be thankful for what you have, and you'll have more. But when you're only concentrating on what you don't have, no matter how much you get, it'll never be enough. Because the real problem is attitude and not supply. Back to Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and we're done. Everything. Everything by prayer. Y'all know the song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus"? All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. I like that the next line says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Let's finish this up and I'm going to let you go. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, whether spiritual, emotional, mental, physical, what have you. Bring it to God. And the peace of God. Now that word peace is shalom in the Hebrew. It's a huge word in Hebrew. It's big. But we have this huge word peace. I think it's Irene in the Greek. And God. Huge words. But the most important of those two words in this sentence is not just peace in God. It's the of that's in the middle. He's not just talking about human peace, but the peace of God. The peace that makes God, God, is the peace he's talking about. See, I don't understand it all, but through the First World War, God was at peace. The Second World War, God was at peace. On the brink of the Third World War, God is at peace. He knows the end from the beginning. I can't even fathom why he's not flipping out watching the craziness going on down here. But we're not talking about human peace, but the peace of God, God's own peace. This peace doesn't mean that troubles are absent. It just means God is present. But the next two lines, what I need to get to, which surpasses all understanding. I mean, if we bring it to him, if we would go into our telephone booth, prayer closet, God will give you a peace that don't make any sense. I've had so many conversations with people this year that on the end of the phone, it's like, "You must not have heard me." I heard you. No, you're in denial. No, I'm not denying. I know what the facts are. But there's a peace that passes understanding. that's not attached to anything on earth. And yeah, I might have my moment, but I get into my booth, my moment's over, and on this man, God put super. You hear what I'm saying? On this natural, he had supernatural, and it's a supernatural peace that makes no sense. I think you think I'm a little bit crazy because everyone else is kirking out, but I'm okay. But here's the thing, that doesn't happen just because you're a Christian. It happens because you go to God in prayer and you pray through. And there have been some moments in my life, man, I felt my brain was going to drip out my left ear. And I cried to God, help me, dear God. And somehow, I can't explain it, but he takes me and hides me in the cleft of the rock. It's like, Derek, I got you. Tell me what you're feeling. And I can't explain it, but there's a protection and a keeping. And he hides me. And somehow, boy, you're going to be all right, boy. Be encouraged, boy. I love you. I know what you're feeling. I know what you're thinking. But don't do that, son. This is what I want you to do. And what's amazing is in that time of prayer, I go to him with all my stuff. But then I feel that cape again. And that wind blowing in. And then when that transformation comes, he's like, okay, boy, now go out there. Be strong and show yourself a man. Stand up for righteousness. Do what I ask you to represent me on the earth, boy. Go on and be that man. Be that woman. You know what I'm saying? But it's not because I'm strong. It's because he became my strength in my prayer closet, in my secret place where you couldn't see, where you didn't understand. God changed me on the inside and gave strength. That moves me forward. Which surpasses all understanding. So you say, Lord, I'll have peace when I can figure it out. God's peace is knowing whether I understand it or not. God has figured it out. And if he got it, that's enough. It's the last part, and we're through. This peace will guard your hearts. Clark says, this peace, and he says it literally means to keep your heart in a strong place. Like a castle surrounded by a moat filled with alligators. And God wants to surround you with peace like a river. Peace too broad for anything or any person or any issue to cross. But for you to be on the other side of that moat, you got to go to him. You got to pray through. I can't explain it, but you pray until something changes on the inside, until you know he has it. And when you pray that way, there's a security and a strength. When everyone else is going crazy, crazy, God will put your sanity in protective custody. It was more than once this past 12 months, I thought I just might lose it. But my sanity was handcuffed to two angels. And they were on both sides of keeping it right in my head. Keeping me together, holding me up. And when you pray through, thank God for the things we do. But what we do is we'll say, well, you know what, I'll watch 3 hours of television. No, watch some TV, you need to relax and everything, but pray first. Yes. Oh, you know, I'm going to eat all this food and I'm just going to stretch myself till I blow up because, you know, just quiet the stuff on the inside. We eat some good food, but take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes. And sometimes we do everything, but if that literally means for you, and this is maybe the way you got to start, that you literally go into your closet. You need to go into your closet. Say, Lord, I am in my telephone booth. And I bring Clark Kent before you. Clark Kent's a punk. I mean, the newer Clark Kent, not as much. But I mean, the old Clark Kent was. Yeah. So, Lord, I bring you all my humanity, all my Clark Kentness.
You are listening to the Live Big broadcast with Dr. Derek Greer. We pray that you were inspired to think big, do big, and live big. Our goal is to compel you to live in a way that overflows and blesses those around you. Find out more about this broadcast, Grace Church, and Dr. Greer at gracechurchva.org. Dr. Greer and his wife, Pastor Yermutu, invite you to meet them at Grace Church in Dumfries, Virginia, for vibrant worship, Bible teaching, and fellowship each Sunday and Wednesday. Click gracechurchva.org for service times, directions, and much more. Again, that's gracechurchva.org. This has been Live Big with Dr. Derek Greer. Watch the Live Big broadcast Monday through Friday and every Sunday. Check your local TV listings or visit gracechurchva.org for the broadcast schedule. That's all the time we have, but until next time, remember, you have what it takes in Christ to live big.
God wants you to live a life bigger than yourself, inspired by the vision He has for you. Sometimes we get stuck on our journey. We know something needs to change, but we don't know what or how. The question we must ask ourselves is, how do I break free from these limitations? To help you identify where you are on your journey to living big, Dr. Derek Greer has developed an assessment tool to reveal where you're stuck. Based on your individual results, this tool will identify the barriers keeping you from moving forward. Once you complete this free assessment, you'll be able to claim free a copy of Dr. Greer's brand new book, 120 Minutes to Live Big. To get started, visit canilivebig.com today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.